and Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly,
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. More questions than answers in the wake of Russia's reporting the death in prison of dissident Alexei Navalny. The prison service says he died during a walk. Resuscitation efforts, a failure.
So far, that's pretty much all we know, in part because they are so far withholding his body. They're refusing to hand over his body to his mother. His elderly mother has flown to this Arctic prison and is attempting to get her son's body back.
ABC's Patrick Reval responding to a call of an armed man barricaded inside a home in Burnsville, Minnesota. Two police officers and a paramedic were shot dead, a sergeant wounded. Authorities say the gunman also died. Australian media reporting that at least 53 men have been massacred in an escalation of tribal violence in Papua New Guinea. Top police official there says the group was on its way to attack another tribe when they were ambushed. This is ABC News. George Santos, the disgraced, indicted, and expelled former congressman, is suing Jimmy Kimmel.
Can you imagine if I get sued by George Santos for fraud?
He is. Santos accusing Kimmel of deceiving him with phony names and narratives into making videos on the Cameo app, birthday greetings and other shout-outs, used to ridicule him.
Congratulations on getting your driving test.
Hey, Brenda, I wanted to congratulate you on successfully cloning your beloved schnauzer.
Santos naming Kimmel, ABC, and Walt Disney Company as defendant.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Oscar preview out of London, where they dished out the British Academy Film Awards. Oppenheimer, the atomic bomb epic, won 7 prizes, including Best Picture, Director for Christopher Nolan, and actor Cillian Murphy. Barbie, nominated for 5 BAFTAs, came away with none. The U.S. Academy Awards are set for March 10th. I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
Mino and the Mayor.
John actually asked me if women had a prostate earlier today.
He did.
You did not.
No, get this, because we're in here and we're talking about...
It was a sweet question.
Yeah.
No, and everybody he goes, asked.
What?
He goes,
do you guys get prostate cancer? And she's like, no, John, women don't have prostates.
A lot of guys don't know that.
Do they have ED?
Erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, do they have that, John?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Luggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is taking steps towards cracking down on sex trafficking. The State Assembly Thursday passed a package of bills that came out of the Speaker's task force on the problem. Republican Representative Rick Gundrum.
One of the reasons sex trafficking is thriving here in Wisconsin is because our current penalties are often less than the cost of the actual solicitation.
The task force was formed after the human rights group Shared Hope International gave Wisconsin a failing grade for its anti-trafficking laws. A new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin is going nowhere this year. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells reporters a Republican bill won't be taken up this session. Republicans disagree amongst themselves about whether the state should run medical marijuana dispensaries. I'm Nate Wingehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers lose in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin watched a 13-point lead in the first half slip away as the Iowa Hawkeyes won 88-86 in overtime. Matt LePay with the call in Iowa City.
1.3 seconds to play. Badgers down 2. Rolling left is Gilmore. Throws it inbounds. It's picked off by Sanford, and Iowa wins it in overtime. 88-86.
Stephen Crowell led with a season-high 22 points. The Badgers have now lost five of their last six games. Head coach Greg Gard.
I mean, if it battled to nine down on the road to get back and get tied and have a lead, you know, we got the ball in pretty high percentage areas there. Tyler fouls out, so it takes away one of our post presences. But we still got it there. A.J. had it deep. You know, Chucky had it in there. But as we break this down, the large portion of this is going to be what we didn't get accomplished defensively.
That's Wisconsin head basketball coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight. We'll see lows in the mid-teens, mostly sunny and a high near 40 on Monday. For Monday night, a few clouds, 27, and temperatures into the mid-40s Tuesday, upper 40s to near 50 on Wednesday. Thursday, partly sunny and 46.
It's 21 right now.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Well, the Fani Willis inquiry is still ongoing in Georgia. The basic message right now coming out of the Trump's lawyers, his all-white law team, is, boy, these black people sure do have a lot of sex, don't they? They're a little oversexed, ain't they? Look at that. She's meeting with him, and they're going off to places, and they must, let's ask him, how much sex are you having? That's number one. And then number two is, where did these black people get all this cash? I mean, this is, well, I said it before, it's a high-tech lynching. It really is. This is, and Fani Willis's dad, he tries to describe the threats that drove them out of their home as, you know, at the hands of the Trump followers and, you know, the fascists in America, and Trump's lawyer tries to cut him off. It's bizarre. It's just, the whole thing is bizarre. Now, that's the kind of political news. This is some science news that I think is absolutely fascinating. I have been a member for most of my adult life of AAAS, the American Association for the Advancement of Science. And they publish a magazine called Science. It's peer-reviewed. It's one of the top science journals in the world, really. And you get it with your subscription or with your membership. And the issue that came last week has this amazing article in it. It's titled, Four Cold-Causing Coronaviruses May Provide Clues to COVID's Future. And it starts out with this rather lengthy story about November 1889. If we could step in the Wayback Machine, in November of 1889, a respiratory disease attacked half the residents of St. Petersburg, Russia, and then raced around Europe, spread across Europe over the next couple of years, and finally ended up going all around the world. It lasted from 1889 until 1894. So it was about a five-year period that people were dropping like flies. I mean, a lot of people died from this respiratory disease. It had been preceded for several years by a respiratory disease that was killing cows in St. Petersburg, or in that region. It was simply referred to as a bovine virus. And that bovine virus, you know, they didn't know what it was, or back in the 1890s, they had no idea. But now they've found, you know, traces of the pathogen, and they've genetically uncoded it, taken apart. And they've discovered that, you know, there are four primary coronaviruses that cause the common cold. One of them is called OC43. And it looks like this coronavirus that infected these cows in the 1880s and wiped out a large chunk of the cow herd in Russia. And in fact, it had spread through Europe. I mean, it was a real problem.
that that coronavirus that infected the cows then leaped species into humans in 1889 and for 5 years killed thousands and thousands of humans and then just kind of vanished. It's like, what happened to it? Well, it turns out it mutated into, or at least this is the theory that these scientists are presenting in this paper in Science Magazine, it mutated into OC43, into the common cold, which is, you know, fascinating. That particular virus accounts for about 30% of all the common colds that we experience in the United States. There are four of them altogether. There's OC43, there's NL63, there's 229E and HKU1. Those are the four coronaviruses that make up most common colds. And the hypothesis is that all of them started as coronaviruses that had leaped from animals into humans. And for a period of time, for 5, 10, 20, 30 years, whatever, for some unknown period of time, the only one that they've been able to nail down now is the OC43, but that for some period of time, they were killing people, and then the virus mutated, because, you know, viruses are always looking for an opportunity to say, hey, how can we best prosper with this particular host? And the best way to prosper with a human host is not to kill it. And these viruses mutate really rapidly. I mean, as we've seen, you know, with the COVID virus, we're all the way up to we're past Omicron now. So the plague of 1892. I mean, I thought this was just fascinating, and the suggestion. I mean, in fact, they come out and say it in the article. We're seeing a lot fewer deaths from COVID right now. Right now, about 300 people a day are dying from COVID, but infection levels are still quite high. Part of that. Part of what accounts for the reduction in harm of this particular coronavirus, the COVID virus, is that, you know, most of us are vaccinated or have had COVID, and either way you get some immunity to that reduces the severity of, in theory anyway, the severity of future cases. Although my friend Jerry, Jerry Schneiderman, who died of COVID just 2 weeks ago, he had had it several times, and he had been vaccinated with every vaccine. Every time a vaccine became available, he got the vaccine. It still killed him. So, you know, it's still a major pathogen right now. But there's a possibility. I think it's actually, this science is absolutely fascinating. You can read it. It's at science.org. You can actually read the article online. You don't even need to be a member. And that, you know, 2, 3, 4 years from now, maybe even sooner, we're going to see a coronavirus, a COVID virus, that is more transmissible than the one we have right now, which is what, JN1, I think is the one we're dealing with right now, but less lethal. I mean, there's a huge debate in the scientific community right now about why are deaths dropping? Why are the number of people who are dying from COVID going down? Is it because the virus is becoming less pathogenic, it's highly pathogenic, less contagious, less deadly? Or is it that, you know, we've developed immunity because it's been around for a while? Nobody knows the answer to that question. But I find it just fascinating, and particularly fascinating, the idea that this may just become another, may become the fifth common cold virus sometime in the future. Now, it doesn't mean I'm going to hide in my house for the next 2 years in the hopes that this happens, but it took 5 years in Russia and Europe when this happened in the 1890s for that coronavirus to go from being deadly, deadly, deadly to being the common cold. So, fascinating stuff. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has a plan. Before I get to that, I just want to mention the special counsel has charged Alexander Smirnov. Great name for a Bond villain, right? As Jeff Tiedrich points out this morning, they have charged Alexander Smirnov with lying to the FBI. This is the guy who James Comer was going to use, as I mentioned in the first hour of the program. This is the guy that Comer Fudd was going to use to base an impeachment against Joe Biden on. And now he's in jail. So you got that, right? Remember Gal Luft? Gal Luft was the guy who said he had audio tapes of Joe Biden being bribed. And Comer Pyle was, we're going to bring him before the Oversight Committee.
And then, you know, he just went missing. Where'd he go? Nobody knows. Hey, you know, Fox News, oh, he's just missing. Turns out he was fleeing justice. He's an unregistered, he's been indicted for being an unregistered foreign agent, trafficking in arms, violating U.S. sanctions against Iran, and making false statements to federal agents. So he was lying to the FBI. And then the third one is Devin Archer. Devin Archer was Hunter's business partner, and he testified before Congress. According to James Comer, he gave testimony that suggested that Hunter and Joe were taking bribes. But Comer, it turns out, was lying. This is the actual testimony. Did he take a bribe at all, a $5 million bribe? Biggs, he didn't know anything about that. Reporter, he didn't know anything about that? No, he didn't know anything about that. Right. So Devin Archer, you know, was apparently telling the truth, too. And by the way, the guy who is prosecuting Alexander Smirnov is David Weiss. David Weiss is the guy who is leading the case. He's the guy that Trump appointed to lead the case as a special prosecutor against Hunter Biden. He's got to be seriously pissed off, David Weiss, that his case is just falling apart because all these people were just lies. We're just liars. And finally, Lara Trump has come out and said, yeah, we're going to, every single penny that the RNC raises is going to go to help my father-in-law. If you make me, you know, the co-chair of the RNC. Apparently nobody told her. She said the RNC's number one job is to elect Trump as president of the United States and save this country. Apparently no one told her that the RNC is supposed to be in charge of helping the entire party. Federal candidates, state candidates, local candidates. It's not just Trump's personal slush fund. But don't tell that to Lara Trump. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Anything Goes Friday, picking up your calls right after this.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Vinson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. We're picking up your calls here. Robert in South Carolina. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hey, actually, I just wanted to add really quick, too, just from that last caller, the part of the hypocrisy, Numbers 5:11, it's the test for an unfaithful wife, in which if the man suspects that the woman is pregnant with somebody that wasn't his child, they go and the priest will make her drink dirty tabernacle water and she'll have an abortion or she'll have a miscarriage.
Right, and it was probably they were giving her tansy and rue, you know, the abortifacient herbs.
But it's like it is allowed, I guess, in the Bible. Anyway, I did want to bring up another thing, too. Alexei Navalny. I have a big
Alexei
problem
Navalny,
with that guy.
You're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. When he created his movement for the people, it was aimed against illegal immigration, and he referred to Muslims as cockroaches. I just wanted to bring that up because that guy has a very serious and troubling past. But what I wanted to talk about was the Russian space nuke that hit the airwaves yesterday, and I just find it really weird that it came about the day after the bill for the Ukraine, more money for Ukraine kind of came out. I think this is just kind of more propaganda hitting the airwaves. I don't really believe it. I think it's kind of mongering into getting us to spend more money for the proxy war in Ukraine.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I don't call it a proxy war. I call it defending a democratic ally against a tyrannical dictator who has attacked the country, has sent soldiers in intentionally with instructions to rape women, who has, this is just awful, you know, what Putin has done. It's criminal. And Robert, I would go so far as to say you're supporting it is criminal. And taking a swipe at Alexei Navalny is disgusting. And, you know, I guess I'll just leave it at that. I also want to flag Robert and just Putin lover. Hang on just a second here. There we go. All righty. Kino in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Kino, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Happy Freeze Day to us all.
Thank you. Back at you.
Well, we've got a message for Mr. Putin now coming right from your show. The spirit of Mr. Navalny will now come and haunt Putin in a way that he will not believe. Let the world watch that Navalny will now haunt Putin. Let it be said on your program. Okay, I want to talk about technology and get your reaction to these driverless cars. Now, I'm a techno-skeptic. I worry about the world becoming dependent on the Internet and on electricity, and I'm very fearful of vulnerabilities about those, which we can talk about later. But I want to get your opinion about driverless cars. Now, the question is, is modern technology going to hit a point of diminishing returns where progress, wonderful, new inventions forever and ever, right? No, maybe diminishing returns, which means things start going backwards after reaching a certain peak. Or is modern technology ever going to reach a point of diminishing returns? That needs to be debated. But let's talk about driverless cars. Last Tuesday night on Inside Edition TV program, they had about, in California, these driverless cars running into people and nearly hitting people.
Sure.
Well, there was one neighborhood, and they closed off the street for a block party. And one of those damn cars that didn't have it in its computers that people have block parties sometimes came plowing into the crowd. Everybody jumped out of the way. But they broke the windows out and set it on fire and burned the thing up.
I know. I saw the clip. It's,
so
were seriously
that was
pissed off.
Reacting to modern technology out of control. And what do you think, Tom? What do you think the future of modern technology and driverless cars are?
Well, the driverless car people will tell you that if you look at the number of accidents per miles driven, the driverless cars actually have a better safety record than, you know, your average human driver. I've read that in several different places. I don't know that it's absolutely true, but you know, right now your typical car has either 6 or 8 little cameras around the outside of it, you know, 2 on each bumper and a couple on the side. And, you know, and it's got a particular type of computer processor, and it's got a camera, you know, up behind the mirror, you know, on the windshield. And, you know, it may be that they just need to take that to 12 or 14 cameras or sensors in order to get, you know, enough accurate data that it can drive more carefully, or that the computer needs to have more power or something. I'm not so skeptical about it, Kino. I think it's entirely possible that, you know, in the next 5 or 10 years, we're going to see a lot of driverless vehicles. Hello?
What about modern technology? Will it ever reach a point of diminishing returns?
I don't think so. I really don't. Modern technology really started, in the modern era in a big way. I think you could argue, in the late 1700s, throughout the 1800s, the discovery of electricity, the use of fossil fuels, and it has been a steady progression. I mean, yeah, discounting, I guess that discounts the damage we're doing to the environment. But
right.
If there is a diminishing returns, Kino, it would probably be in that realm. That would be the what are called externalities. You know, the harms caused by them.
Well,
but
it's already started, Tom.
Yeah,
it's
no, I get that. I get that. I totally get that. But that's because legally we allow them to dump those externalities on us, and that's something we've got to change. Kino, I got to run.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back with your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend in just a few moments. Stay with us.
Broadcasting
Mino
from the
and the
City
Mayor
Deck
in the
studios
morning
on North Washington
Green
Street.
Bay all day
the talk
long.
Of Green 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are.
Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. More questions than answers in the wake of Russia's reporting the death in prison of dissident Alexei Navalny. The prison service says he died during a walk. Resuscitation efforts, a failure.
So far, that's pretty much all we know, in part because they are so far withholding his body. They're refusing to hand over his body to his mother. His elderly mother has flown to this Arctic prison and is attempting to get her son's body back.
ABC's Patrick Reval, responding to a call of an armed man barricaded inside a home in Burnsville, Minnesota. Two police officers and a paramedic were shot dead, a sergeant wounded. Authorities say the gunman also died. Australian media reporting that at least 53 men have been massacred in an escalation of tribal violence in Papua New Guinea. Top police official there says the group was on its way to attack another tribe when they were ambushed. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Food and Drug Administration is recalling about 60 products made with contaminated milk. A nationwide outbreak of listeria is linked to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream made by Lizzo Lopez Foods and sold under over a dozen brand names. Two people are dead and two dozen people are in the hospital across the country. Wisconsin is moving closer to regulating artificial intelligence. One bill would study how AI could help address the worker shortage in state government. Republican Representative Nate Gustafson.
We want to take AI and then ultimately say, do we really need to find the additional bodies to fill the roles, or can we continue to leverage AI to its fullest capabilities?
Another bill would impose $1,000 fines on the makers of political advertisements who use deepfakes without disclaimers. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Todd Almaz Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight. We'll see lows in the mid-teens, mostly sunny and a high near 40 on Monday. For Monday night, a few clouds, 27, and temperatures into the mid-40s Tuesday, upper 40s to near 50 on Wednesday. Thursday, partly sunny and 46.
It's 21 right now.
Mino and the Mayor.
John actually asked me if women had a prostate earlier today.
He did.
You did not.
No, get this, because we're in here and we're talking about...
It was a sweet question.
Yeah.
No, I thought he asked.
What?
He goes,
do you guys know. Do you guys get prostate cancer? And she's like, oh, no, John, women don't have prostate cancer.
A lot of guys don't know that.
Do they have ED?
Erectile dysfunction?
Yeah, do they have that, John?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. you know, more than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support, including me. That's why I take Superbeats Heart Chews. They are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. They even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeets are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeets Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. That's why I've been using Superbeets Heart Chews for almost a decade. Support your heart health with Superbeets Heart Chews. Get a free monthly supply of Superbeets Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeets.com. Yes, that's right. Tom, T-H-O-M, loves beets, B-E-E-T-S.com. Check it out, tomlovesbeets.com, for that exclusive order offer. Welcome back. So a Republican in Utah, Congressman Michael, or Representative Michael Peterson, has introduced legislation that the Ten Commandments should be taught as U.S. history in Utah. He said, this is a document that helps understand what the founders were thinking when they founded the country. So let's just quickly review that, and then I'll pick up your calls here. Number one, you shall have no other gods before me. I don't think we have this in our law. In fact, I can tell you our founders were not fond of that idea. Number two, you shall not make idols, graven idols. Well, that's also not part of our law. Never has been. I realize, you know, there are some religions, Islam, for example, you can't have pictures. That's why you have all that intricate art in mosques and things. No pictures, though, because of the Ten Commandments. Number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Again, to the best of my knowledge, this has nothing to do with American history or American law. Number four, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Really? We want to teach this in our elementary schools as part of American history? I realized maybe you could dovetail it with the labor movement, getting us weekends off, but come on, this is a stretch. Number five, honor your father and mother. In fact, in either Deuteronomy or Leviticus, it says that children who dishonor their parents should be stoned to death. I don't think that's part of our law either. You know, if you speak disrespectfully of your parents, you can't be put to death in America. Number six and seven are the only two parts of the Ten Commandments where you've actually got something that is in U.S. law. You cannot murder people, and you cannot, well, actually, number seven, that you shall not commit adultery. That there's no law against that I know of anymore, anyway. Number eight, you shall not steal. That's the second one that's actually part of our law. So killing and stealing, okay, we get that, but do we really need to study the Ten Commandments to know that you're not supposed to do those two things? Number nine, don't bear false witness against your neighbor. I suppose you could say, you know, the laws against perjury, but we do have the First Amendment that says you can lie under any circumstance. That's how Donald Trump became president. And number 10, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. I don't, or other things, you know, I don't. This whole thing of, you know, the Ten Commandments is the foundation of American society, this is complete BS. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Dan in Philadelphia. Hey, Dan, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, how you doing? Good to talk to you. This might be the first time. I want to preface what I'm saying. I've been, I'm 80 years old. Half of those years, I probably worked for the Republican Party. When I was like 8 years old, I gave out "I like Ike" buttons.
In '64, really, I went door to door with my dad for Barry Goldwater, so you're not alone.
I met Barry Goldwater when I was still in college, mm-hmm. here in South Philadelphia, and he was on a flatbed truck. There might have been 10 people listening to him, not too many people, and yet I thought he was a very gentleman. He came up to me, said hello, and I was very impressed.
Oh, if you were white, Barry Goldwater was very nice to you.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I know the story about him, but compared, Tom, to what we have today, as far as the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah. Even Barry Goldwater is more rational than Moscow Mike Johnson or Donald Trump.
I mean, exactly. Goldwater, I think, was the senator that went to Nixon and told him, hey, you better quit
Yep.
Because you're going to be impeached and thrown out.
Yep.
And maybe even arrested.
Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, those you may not have liked him, but he was pretty much respected, I guess, in Arizona and everything.
Yes.
The other thing is, I think the Republican Party has to change its name. Really, it's become the Communist Party of America.
No, not really. They don't support communism. That's become the dictator party of America or the fascist party of America, Nazi party of America.
They seem to like Putin, who is, of course, a KGB leader during the 90s, I guess, in late 80s.
Yeah, he was in,
and,
he ran East Germany.
Yeah, I mean, he was really, you know, and he still is. He's a killer.
Yep.
How anybody could... Well, I can compare him with big fat ass, excuse the expression, because, you know, they're very much alike. They lie a lot.
You're talking they being Putin and Trump?
Trump, yeah. I mean, you know, I could see why he likes him or he admires him.
Sure.
Because he's always admired that type of people. I mean, the type of person, the dictator type. Mm. And people follow this guy. I just don't believe, you know, I haven't. I'm sort of an independent now. I'm not saying every Republican is bad. There are certainly good ones out there. There are a few here, even in Pennsylvania. Mm. Very few in where I am in Philadelphia. not too many. But and he doesn't like Philly anyway. He's not a big fan of this area. But I just wanted to say that, you know, the Republican Party has to really change itself.
Yeah.
And you just had a story regarding that senator from or the representative from Utah. I mean, who could come up with some of this stuff? Literally, I mean, to say, you know, we'll make the Bible the Constitution, in effect, of the United States.
One in five American children will go to bed hungry at least once this year. And these guys want to have the battlefield of their own activism being whether we should be telling third graders that the Ten Commandments is the foundation of American history.
Yeah, instead of worrying about you know, some of the things that are occurring, well, you could see it with this this so-called I don't know if it's a trial in Atlanta with Fannie. Well, I was impressed by her. What she did yesterday, and her father today.
Yeah,
You know.
He's an amazing guy. You know, he was in the Black Panthers. He left the Black Panthers to go to law school. This guy has seen it all. He showed up at the protests for the lunch counters. I mean, you know, he's been around.
Yeah, I know he. I think he said he was also with SNCC, if you remember that group.
Yeah, so the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee.
Student Nonviolent, you know, I was, I met Martin Luther King at Temple University here in Philadelphia.
Whoa.
Maybe just a few months before he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
He was here for, you know, a march on campus, and I was very impressed with him.
Yeah.
So that sort of changed my mind. But I enlisted anyway in the Army.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get drafted, so I enlisted in my uncle's motor pool. And at the same time, the same month, I think Trump, I had high blood pressure, and they put me in. He had feet problems or spurs.
He claimed he had bone spurs with a fake X-ray. He literally had they had somebody had drawn the bone spurs into the fake X-ray, or it was somebody else's X-ray. But that's how he got out of service. And he did it five times.
He got
times.
Out of service, and you know, I let me tell you, there are a lot of I know a lot of military people. I used to work for the Defense Department, and there are a lot of people, and that goes way back into the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, when he was always a racist. Dislike him. And especially now that he calls, you know, military people suckers.
And
why
losers.
Did you go into the service?
Yeah, no, I get
losers.
It. I get it. Dan, I need to let other people in to the conversation here, so I'm going to have to move along. But thank you for the call for the walk down memory lane. It was fascinating. I appreciate the call. Zeke in Portland. Hey, Zeke, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, You know, it occurred to me the other night when they were having the Super Bowl and a record number of Americans were watching what amounts to America's war game.
Gladiator sport.
Nothing. Yeah, well, at that very moment, and at the moment that I am talking to you, the Ukrainians are waging a desperate battle right now in the former industrial city of Avdiivka. Yep. They have withdrawn the 110th Brigade, which fought there for the last year, unrelieved, totally exhausted. And while the fat, well-dressed, well-shod people at the Institute for the Study of War and other people in America are saying, well, you need to just get out of Avdiivka, they're not doing that. They have thrown in their top outfit, the 3rd Assault Brigade, and they are fighting a desperate battle against overwhelming odds. They are running out of ammunition. And if I think we can agree from what you said earlier, you know, your analysis, as far as it goes, is absolutely correct. I mean, there's not going to be any more aid from this Congress. It's just not going to happen. You can forget about a discharge petition. It's not going to happen. Okay.
I think that's why he closed Congress for the next 2 weeks, was so that nobody could present a discharge petition.
Well, that may be, but they're not, you know, this has been in the media, and the word is basically what's happening is the Republicans in the House are going full tilt boogie ever deeper into the maggot rabbit hole. And, you know, Putin owns Trump. Trump owns Moscow Mike. No more aid from this Congress. They are running out of ammo. They are running out of soldiers. The only thing that Biden can do at this point to save the day and prevent a defeat is to give them the M26 cluster rockets that we have tens of thousands of in warehouses in Germany, compatible with the HIMARS launchers, the M270 MLRS launchers. And if we don't do that, they are going to lose. Yeah. And according to Mark Milley, who, just by the way, did not come out of West Point. Very unusual to get to be a four-star general without coming out of West Point. He came out of the ROTC program at Princeton, where he took a BA in politics, followed by a master's in international relations at Columbia, followed by another master's in strategic studies and national defense at the Naval War College. The man is superbly educated. He has said in the interview that Jeffrey Goldberg did, published in The Atlantic a few months ago, called The Patriot. It's about Mark Milley. If Ukraine falls, we will pay the butcher's bill.
You're right. If Ukraine falls, we'll be in World War III within 5 years, probably within 2 years.
Exactly, Tom. You get it. Get it.
Because, right. Because Putin's not going to stop at Ukraine. He didn't stop at Georgia. He didn't stop he didn't stop at Crimea. I mean, you know, he's not going to stop with Ukraine. Zeke, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Spot on. And thank you for the information. And I didn't know that about Mark Milley. That's pretty impressive stuff. I guess I did know it, but it wasn't top of mind. Anyhow, it's 47 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here. Anything Goes Friday in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Weekend here. Stay with us.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's keto longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates. Kids Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. When we first fed our dogs Blue and Chewy Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, we knew they'd love it. After all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Well, I mean, what's not to love? But we were totally surprised by how much healthier and happier our dogs seemed after we made the switch. They lost some weight, they got more of a spring in their step, their coats got shinier, they're more energetic. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom. DrMartyPets.com/THOM. It's 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Leo in Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Leo, what's up?
How you doing, sir? I wanted to call about the new trial of the District Attorney of Georgia, Fannie Willis.
Yeah.
So I'm a cop, and, you know, in order to bring charges against somebody and put them before a judge, you have to have probable cause. Like, you, not only do you have to believe that, hey, she slept with this guy, but you have to believe she did something wrong. You have to do something illegal, so yeah. some impropriety in what she did, and I have yet to hear that. So can you explain to me why I watched her yesterday sit in front of a judge as if she was on trial? Because the way I see it, the Trump's attorneys, you know, I get it, they're doing best by their client to delay the case, right. But they should have, the way this should have gone is they bring this to the judge and they say, hey, we think she's doing inappropriate stuff, and the judge is like, oh my God, yeah, show me the evidence.
Yep. And there is no, and so far there has been no evidence presented. Yeah, what's going on, Leo, is that in an attempt to derail the prosecution of Donald Trump and his 18 co-defendants, they have claimed that the reason that she hired Nathan Wade was so that Nathan Wade could charge the state of Georgia a whole pile of money. His law firm has charged the state about $500,000 for the work on this case. And that he would then take some of that money and he would shovel it to Fani Willis as a thank you for giving him that gig by way of going on vacations and things and paying for her trips. Now, first of all, that suggests that both he and she are, you know, more than willing to engage in a really kind of petty criminal activity, you know, and arguably a violation of tax law as well. But it's completely specious, and we're seeing that. You know, we're getting that it was completely specious. The subtext, as I said in the first hour, the subtext of it is, you know, look at all these black people having sex with each other. And where did these black people get all this money from? You know, it's insanely racist what's going on down there. And I'm just amazed that she was able, and her father, and Nathan Wade, for that matter, to hold their composure through all this. Because, you know, this is not, she's not on trial. I mean, this is, they're saying that she has committed an impropriety and she should be removed from the case. They have not proven this, to the best of my knowledge. And I'm with you. I think the judge should have said, you know, I want to see some physical evidence before we hold this hearing.
Yeah. Yes. None of this should have ever made it to camera.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
keep in mind, it is
Georgia. It's the white power structure. You got a white judge. You got white lawyers on Trump's side. Well, actually, the lawyers for the state, too, are white. And they're going after a black prosecutor. You know, two black prosecutors, in fact, who had an affair. Oh, my God. And what's really ironic, Leo, is that the woman who is Trump's lawyer, her husband is a lawyer who is somehow involved in some other dimension of this. I don't recall the details, frankly, but arguably she would have a very similar conflict. But, you know, it's bizarre. It's
yeah. We got to start looking into these judges that are allowing this charade to go on. Can't be legal.
I think this is really Scott McAfee is smearing his own reputation here just terribly. Leo, thank you for the call. Good to get your perspective, particularly as a police officer. Thank you so much. It's the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side with Russian arm production worries Europe's war planners, and does America have MAGA fatigue? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-463-4295. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-463-4295 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-463-4295 to see if you qualify. That's 800-463-4295.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming up Monday on Matt Nair On Air, UW-Madison entomologist P.J. Leash joins the show. They're coming. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alma Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Inside every dream home, a nightmare.